You're listening to the audio production of Fighting for Life, Becoming a Force for Change in a Wounded World by Lila Rose, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author. Dedication to my sister, Katerina. Note from the author. Stories in this book reflect the author's recollection of events. Dialogue has been recreated from memory or transcribed from recordings. Some names and identifying characteristics have been changed to protect the privacy of those depicted. Preface: Dare to Fight for a Better World. Bad dream again? Joe asked. I nodded. We'd been married only a few months, but this conversation had become something of a morning ritual. Newlywed life in our little apartment in Berkeley, California was beautiful in so many ways, except for the lack of a dishwasher. And yet even wedded bliss hadn't stopped the nightmares. This nightmare was a variation on an old theme. I was back in my parents' house, the house in which I'd grown up. A disaster had just happened or seemed imminent. I was downstairs in our dining room when I heard the weak but piercing cry of an infant. My heart pounding, I raced up the tall staircase toward the sound. Once upstairs, I followed the cries to my old bedroom and rushed in. The shades were drawn and the room was dark. Where is the crying coming from? I wondered as I frantically searched the room. The sound intensified as I neared the bed. Rummaging through the blankets and pillows, I found nothing. The sound, I realized, was coming from underneath the bed. I fell to my knees on the wooden floor and looked under the bed frame. There was just enough light to see a shallow gray bucket. Inside the bucket was a naked baby girl, flailing to keep her head above the water and crying desperately. Terrified, I pulled the bucket toward me, the water splashing all around. I picked up the baby and nestled her against my shirt. Cold and trembling, she clung to me, still wailing profusely. How long has she been here? Where is her mother? I tried to dry her off with my clothes and warm her body with mine, but the more I tried to comfort her, the more she cried. She was inconsolable, as if her ability to be soothed was damaged beyond repair. Somehow I knew that she had been left in that bucket to die. At that moment, I felt the abandonment she felt, the total fear that comes with deprivation of human love and touch. Is this what a child feels when abandoned by her parents? The dream ended with me holding her in my arms, uncertain what to do next. I have been having nightmares like this since childhood. In each one, someone, usually a child, and sometimes one.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?